This is Luke Johnson, the author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Evie.
I just heard someone cry at the door.
None of the D4s like me.
Do you want to open
it? D4s are our general or crappy dice. Come on, sweetie.
And pointy.
I know. It's
yeah,
insane.
They're the caltrops.
Hold on, wait. He's gonna try.
We have the manly man here.
Oh, I get a 4 from the D4.
There you go.
D4's showing you love.
2
Thank
and then
you.
A 4.
He got it. I'm sorry.
And then a 1. Oh, I need to stop.
Quit my ear ahead.
Be careful.
Right.
I think I've got everything I need. D4s, D8s, and D20s.
Be careful.
D10s?
What do I need to
Sorry. I just knew you said it on
my
the board.
My weapons
so
use D8s
like,
and D4s.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. You're fine. Fine! Be that way!
Okay!
We need to laminate our character sheet. Well, we can't because we need to write on them.
That's why we typically use sheet protectors.
We have
I know.
A bunch.
We've got it down to a science. I have mine on here, so I'm set.
No, you're not.
Although
that soda falls on the computer, we're
then
screwed.
I'm screwed in many more ways than just the character sheet, and I'm not going to care about that.
Ooh. Can I write and use the eraser?
No.
Uh-huh. If you want. Hi.
I got a strike.
Yay. Oh, wait. X. Oh, X, X, woo. I'm done.
Erase that.
I will. Yes.
I need to get a new black marker because it's running out of juice.
You guys are defiling the game board. How dare you?
My game board, they can defile it all they want, really.
Well, you can.
Oh, I was like, where'd my girl go? She's in the field.
All right, are we recording?
Yes, we are.
All right, excellent. Let's start.
We have been for a minute and 55 seconds now.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, this is the first female figurine I've seen with small boobs.
Wow.
Well,
I have small boobs.
It would be me.
I have small boobs. I have small boobs, but I'm not a female figure, so.
See, look at mine. You do. You're also covered all
She
the
does have, well, uh-huh.
I'm wearing a lot of blue.
Well, at least it's not Little Bear.
Yes, blue Little Bear.
Little Bear, you look at it and go, she should be
awesome
falling
figure.
Over on her face.
Well,
she shouldn't be able
to
gonna have,
way,
have a lot of back problem.
Andrea's character is smaller than yours.
Yeah, I know. But you're taller than me.
Right, anyways. So, shall we start?
Yes.
Well, when we last left off, you guys managed to drag your bloody, mauled, and mangled bodies out of the dungeon as it filled up with water.
Yeah.
And failed to actually find the item you guys were after.
Oh,
oh yeah!
But you know what? It was all
horrible.
In good fun.
Yeah.
I was not happy. I was not a happy camper.
We found an ancient ship that was an ancient vessel that was there.
Yeah, and
it's now buried forever.
Well, no, the place filled up with water. It went. Out.
It's now dropped. It's. Yep.
It's now probably floating back out under the river, under Galarin, heading. Slowly towards the bay of Lars. But you don't know, because you guys didn't stick around to find out,
yeah.
Because it would have been bad.
Yeah.
But it's been about 2 weeks. You guys have been resting up. And have slowly recovered from the grievous wound you suffered from the horrible, strange cat thing with tentacles. Nasty, nasty beast it was. Which I think one of you actually figured out it was a displacer beast, if I remember correctly. But anyway, you guys have managed to recover, paid off your medical bills, and are pretty much broke, and you have a bunch of stuff that you dragged out with you that you might be able to sell for some money. You know you can get a little bit of money around here, but if you guys take a two-week trip north and west, you can head to Sekhal, which is one of the great trade cities. It's right at the point where the Snake River, the River of Tears, and the Galarin Salethis meet.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's just hang around here and become merchants.
I disagree.
Oh, right, Jeremy. So anyway, a piano falls on Ethan's character and crushes him. Ha!
Nobody saw that coming.
I was just said.
You were too busy drinking and trying to become a merchant. That's
how
you
said. Uh-huh.
That's what merchants do.
How many times does that have to happen?
Apparently not enough. Of course, we're not playing Paranoia, so I can't do it to everybody in the group.
That's true.
But... So, anyways, you guys can head north to Sekhal, north and west, which is a big port city where you're pretty sure you can make a little bit more money off of the elven stuff that you guys found.
It's a road, right? It'll be nice and safe.
Of course it will.
I have no problems.
Roads are always safe.
You've been friends with these guys for forever, but you managed to miss out on the fact that they went cave diving without you.
Yeah. Spelunking.
Yeah.
Not very smart.
Yeah, if they're talking about taking a road trip.
I'm for the road trip.
We're gonna hop in a Cadillac and just go down Route 66. And
I'm for it because when you guys hit the action, you'll be up front and I'll be with my arrow. So I'm good for anything.
Smashing.
Let's do it. Are we going?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You know me. I follow the lovely ladies.
Quite closely, normally, too.
She's
hiding behind us.
She's gonna watch you watch us. There you go. With an arrow aimed at your back. Don't try.
So, standard formation, then.
Ethan, I eyes up, buddy.
I'm trying.
I've got a cape on, so...
Yeah, you won't be able to see her.
I have a vivid imagination.
You have very nice ankles.
Strong ankles, yes. Very nice.
Right, moving on then. So you guys pack up pack up your bags and grab all the nice, neat items that you found in the dungeon.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. How much money is in the pouch that I found?
Oh, yeah. There is 45 silver pieces, 8 copper, and 1 gold.
And do you have any idea what this stone is that I have?
I have no idea what that stone is.
Okay. So is it like a gem or just a stone?
It's a gemstone of some sort.
Okay.
But you have no idea. You've never seen anything like it.
Gemstone. What does it look like?
It's a round stone with a bunch of different colors on it, and depending on how you hold it in the light, the colors change.
Like prismatic?
Not really prismatic, because the colors actually don't change inside the stone. It's the shine of the light on the
opalescent?
On the, yeah.
Like okay.
Like my dice.
No, yours are glittery.
No, hers are opal. Her dice are opalescent. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're glittery.
Yeah, it's like green, but black, but sparkling.
Mm-hmm. It's opalescent. But anyways...
Like green, only not.
Not. So, anyways, you pack up your bags and you get ready to set forth on the road and realize that you have no idea which road you're actually supposed to go on because there's 3 roads that lead the same direction and branch off.
Well, we're trusting that our wonderful ranger will be steer us in the right direction.
Right.
She generally does. That or she just lets us wander around in circles, charges us 40 gold, and then... We end up
which
back where we started
going?
At an end.
To figure out where you're going.
Woohoo!
Your geography skill?
Yeah.
Roll the dice.
Which die? Which D20?
It's the D20. It's the big one. The dodecahedron.
This one? Uh-huh.
Dodecahedron.
Geography?
Yeah.
18.
Plus whatever is on your character sheet. Vander knowledge geography.
Oh, you didn't add them together. 3. Okay, so...
21.
You don't have to write it down.
It goes in the...
Yeah, put the plus three
in the box.
Your
three will go in the box here, so you can add all these together and write them in the box.
Woohoo!
So...
21.
Yeah, it's actually... The funny thing is if you take the road that goes that heads off to the left, it actually ends up turning back around and going back by the time and heading south. So you want to take the middle road, and that'll take you north into the west. That road goes to Sekhal.
Sounds like we're going to be taking that one.
Sounds
good thing
great.
You guys decided to take me along for this one.
Hey, I tried to make them wait for you, I swear.
Yeah.
I just always get to the right...
I was going to pick the right, too. So
they tricked me. You know how it is.
Yeah, all they did is look at you with their eyes and went, please, and you went, okay.
Very well. A man can only stand up to so much torture.
Speaking of standing up, you might...
No. Go on, I'll catch up. Bottle of cold water.
Okay, you told us
take
the way...
Take a cold water, please.
So you're going to move back to the back. You're going to move to the front, Miss Half-Rogue.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's right. Put the person with the least amount of hit points in the front row.
Hey, she has trap sense, right?
And of course, I'll assume we'd be singing a nice traveling song on the way.
Why do I have to stand by you?
Huh?
You're watching him, remember, for us?
You're watching
your
back.
I will be more than happy to watch your backs, ladies.
It always reminds me he needs to get his pocket watch fixed.
Yes.
I'm so excited that I get to hear him.
So you guys set off, taking the middle road. After a while, it actually does start to branch towards the west. And after about 8 hours of traveling, and the sun's starting to set, you realize that, damn, Sekhal's a really long ways away. Farther than you thought.
You did say 2 weeks, right?
You guys thought it'd be a couple days. It could be up to a couple weeks.
Okay, depending on how.
But the night's getting dark, and there's a nice camp spot off to the left side of the road. So it's starting to get dark. Now would probably be a good time to
get off the road.
Of course,
camp down for the night.
Make camp and put together something to eat.
I was gonna say, food sounds
like a jolly good idea.
I can always eat. That sounds good.
Okay, you go find food then.
Survival.
Is it the big one?
Yep. Survival. Yeah, it's the big one. You always roll the big one.
Unless you're doing
damage.
Okay, 6. Oh, not very good for us.
What'd you roll?
A 4.
So I got a 10?
Yeah.
You managed to find a rabbit. It's skinny, weak, yeah. That's how you're able to catch it.
What, behind
rabbit
the rabbit?
No, it is the rabbit!
I saw my armor, I was so scared.
I'll go clean your armor.
Well, we don't all need to eat.
Rabbit stew it is.
Okay, that sounds good. Unless, can I hunt some more?
No.
We all have rations.
You don't have time.
Anyway.
Yeah, you all have rations too.
Okay,
you bring back the poor measly rabbit. Yeah, it looks... It's sad.
Oh, that looks absolutely wonderful.
Everyone has off days, that's all I gotta say.
I know. Completely alright.
You guys make yourself a stew. You guys are getting ready to settle down.
I'll take first watch.
Nice little campfire going. And I need all of you guys to make spot checks.
Woo!
What do we use for that one?
Spot. S-P-O-T. It's down here on the sheet. Right.
That's 24.
Make sure you mark your natural 20s and your natural 1s.
19.
Add it all up.
8.
Plus 8?
No. That's 4 and 4.
Yeah, she has 8 altogether.
So,
she got an 8.
Your wisdom's is... Oh, wow. Okay.
Do I write this down?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, so... You don't hear anything. What'd you get?
19.
What'd you get?
15.
Okay. You hear something off in the distance. You definitely hear, but sounds like a cart. You can hear a cart moving at a very fast pace coming down the road, and it sounds like there's something following it.
Oh, sounds like we're about to have some company, and it seems like they're being followed.
What are we doing?
awake.
We're around the fire.
My ears are finely tuned instruments.
I would.
Right.
This should be all the lovely opera.
Shall we hide behind some trees?
You can hide behind some trees. I don't do so well.
Now, we of course don't know if they're what their intentions are. They could be entirely beneficial to us, so they could not care.
I feel that I should hide towards the trees, so then if you guys need backup, I can shoot arrows.
What trees? You guys are on the plain.
Oh.
A bush?
How high is the grass?
Is there like
grass
a ditch?
Grass is about a foot high. There is a ditch on this side that is about 12 feet deep. So if you come over here, it's a 12-foot ditch, and what that's done is for drainage. And over this way, just about, what's that? 25, 30. About 35 feet away is the edge of the river.
The world as we know it?
No, the river.
Yes, it's the end of the world over there.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Water.
Hang on a second. But yes, you definitely.
So you're going to go to the ditch then?
The ditch is 12 feet deep.
I can't do that with my arrows.
Yeah.
You can.
Well, I'm going to stand right here. And
I'll
wait.
Stand with you.
Oh wait, that's me. That's me. That's you. That's me.
Well, I'll stand with you. So.
Lovely.
Oh my god. You can go back over here somewhere.
Okay. I don't want to go too far away from you guys because you guys might leave me. But.
How comforting. Don't take a 5-foot step back, Ethan.
Ah! Fire!
Shall we sing Kumbaya now?
Kumbaya.
You're fighting with your loot.
World after all.
After about 20 seconds,
we all die.
Nope.
We get attacked by a chariot full of beastmen.
It's not a chariot.
Oh, man, that has impact hits. We are so boned.
No, it's not a chariot. It's supposed to be a wagon.
Push back in the way and run.
Oh.
You are a loser.
What'd you say?
Said I push Becca in the way and run. But
I'll,
no,
I'll stand there and take
a
it.
A cart
too.
Comes barreling down the road.
There's nobody in it.
Well,
is it empty.
Okay, it is empty. It is indeed empty.
Are they horses pulling it or oxen?
They're oxen.
But
they're and they're going
following.
Out of control. And they hit a rut and proceed to come this way. And I need reflex saves from all of you guys. As the wagon goes.
Rachel's like, I'm going to move my clothes.
You too, Ethan.
Wait, where's reflex?
Reflex.
Oh, thank you.
It's 4 plus your ability modifier, which is +2, so you have a +6.
Reflex is right here. You have a...
+2 plus your ability modifier, which is +3, so you have a +5. So what'd you get?
16.
Okay.
So your ability modifier is...
Ethan falls into the fire.
You got a 2?
Is a +3.
Oh my god!
2!
Reflex.
I like ponies! I go, oxen! Yay!
There, sure. Your pluses, so you roll and then
well,
you add.
It hits the rut,
so
and the wheel breaks, and the wagon flips. You I guys go scattering.
Do you want to know what I got?
What'd you get?
I got a 19.
You're fine. You guys go scattering and hit the dirt as the wagon comes flying, and of course, Ethan, you guys go, look out, and he goes, what? As it goes, bam, hits him in the face, bowling him over into the fire. I need another reflex save as it hits and goes,
9!
No, that hit the thing.
10!
Well, you managed to roll out of the fire without catching yourself on fire, but the wagon did smack you soundly in the face for 12 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Wow!
And the oxen proceed to stumble and stagger and continue to run away. Meanwhile, 6 of these nasty-looking vermin things... Are you
ow! No, but I'm assuming I'm not standing after being hit in the face by a rolling wagon and rolling through fire.
6 of these weird, nasty creatures.
Ow!
Come charging down the road.
My face! My beautiful face!
They see you and they start speaking in a strange language and proceed to look towards you guys. I need initiatives. Initiative is just going to take a d20 and add your dexterity roll to it.
This is a 3, right?
Yep.
Your total is going to be a 12.
Okay. I add dexterity to it?
Yep. You add your dexterity to it.
The plus two?
Yeah.
20.
Okay.
Damn. Now, that's really good.
What are we doing again?
So,
it's just initiative.
We'll start with Ethan, the man who is knocked down.
18.
Jeez.
We'll go next with Rachel.
20.
Oh, I
next
see
with
show
Rebecca.
Off.
17.
Well, I'm not the one that fell in the fire. I mean,
so that's called flashy style, man.
And lastly,
I'm just falling with style over here.
All right.
That's what starting we call memorable.
Rachel, yes. You get to act first. They have not made it to you guys, but they're heading your direction.
Okay.
So, do you have any long-ranged attacks or anything?
I got a short bow.
Well, you can pop a shot off at them. What's the range increments on that?
60 foot.
Okay, so where are you at? Okay, so it'd be 5, 7, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
Yeah, she
55, 60. Yeah, they're all within a short range.
Okay.
Which one are you aiming at?
Can I aim at this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that's the wrong die.
It says D6.
That's
you
damage.
Hit you rolled a hit first.
Oh,
well, that
okay.
Plus
two. Your agility, so plus two.
So 16.
You will indeed hit. Now roll damage.
Now you roll D6.
Does she get any additions to her damage?
No, she doesn't have a mighty short bow.
Her short bow is not mighty.
Mighty short bow. Wait, no, just broke.
Oh, no, say
okay.
Your bow.
So there's an arrow sticking out of it, and it's like, but it doesn't stop it. And they proceed to charge down the road, pell-mell. 50...
They charge pretty fast.
I have a movement rate of 30, and they're double moving, so they can move 60.
Can they attack?
Not if they double move.
Okay. Do I get a
30
attack of opportunity?
35, 40. They have to move actually into your threat range. And then, there we go.
I could totally reach him with my sword.
50. Now, that man, he moved into your threat range. You can do an attack of opportunity on him.
Ooh, he knocked you over.
Yeah, I knocked her over. So there's that guy there.
Oh.
Okay.
I get one attack of opportunity.
You get one attack of opportunity because he moves into your threat range.
Uh, 19.
That will hit.
5.
Okay.
Do you remember which guy had the one on him?
This one.
Okay.
He goes, he makes this strange sound, bellows. They kind of look like those things, by the way.
Great, we're being attacked by Chaos Beastmen.
They're not Chaos Beastmen. There are no Chaos Beastmen in my room.
Well, obviously there are. They're right there.
That was on 18, Ethan. Since you were knocked down, you did not get to act first. But you may now stand up if you like. Does standing up elicit an attack of opportunity?
I believe in 3rd edition it does.
Okay, well, he's going to try to hit you. What's your armor class?
16.
Yeah, no. He's like... No. So that was 18. 17.
And I will... Well, I will draw my weapon, too.
Okay.
That's my okay. Stuff.
I'm going to attack the same guy that I just attacked. With a...
That'll hit.
Yeah. Oh, a lot. 7.
You cut him down. He dies.
And he disappears into thin air.
No, because
he's still
we're going to search him later.
No, he's still there. There's
you're
a
like...
the corpse de-reses.
Your mind goes, ooh, stuff.
And last but not least, on 15, is Andrea.
Shoot! Which one are you shooting at?
Doesn't matter if she can shoot. Oh,
why not?
What was that? Is that a 20?
No, it's a 13.
Oh.
It's 13.
Which one do you want to shoot at? They're all within short range for you, which gives you a plus 1 to damage on them, because they're within 30 feet.
Well, does she have point blank
shots? Yes, she does. She has to have point blank shots.
You get a plus 1 to attack and damage, if I remember right.
Plus 1 to damage.
Is it?
Who's hurting who the most?
Nobody's been hit yet.
Yeah, nobody's been hit yet.
Except for him. He got hit in the face with a whack.
Did anyone get the license of that truck?
on that donkey card. Anybody get the number on that donkey card?
Does she have, you know, can she fire in a melee yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You so took that feat. You also have rapid shot, which means you take a penalty. It's a minus what? Minus two? And you can fire an additional shot?
I have the book.
Can I shoot at two different people then?
Yeah, with rapid shot? Yes. But I think there's a penalty for that. I'm going to look.
Was it rapid shot?
Yeah, rapid shot was what she gets for her. Yeah.
You take a minus two. Yep.
Yeah.
Take the full attack action, a minus two penalty. You get one extra attack per round with a ranged weapon. The attack is at your highest base attack bonus, but each attack you make that round takes a minus two penalty.
So you take a minus two to each shot.
Two attacks and minus two each.
So you have a plus three to hit on each one.
So
minus two plus whatever your bonus is.
Yeah.
And you're at a plus five, so it's a plus three.
Yeah. So you can take a 16 and then fire another shot, or you can take just the one shot and get a
18.
And an 18.
I think I'm going to do the double shot.
Okay. So, a 16 will hit.
Which one did you shoot at first? Shot at him first.
Okay. 16 will hit. Roll for damage on him.
It's a D8?
Yep. D8.
That's a D6.
No, that's a D6.
You want
D8.
Over that.
She gets to roll a D8.
Yeah, she's got a longbow.
You have a short bow, she has a longbow. Okay, size of
damage. A one. Plus
she doesn't get any damage.
She got a one because of her point blank.
Well, she does because point blank because it's plus one damage.
So a two on that die.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you want to fire your second shot? Him.
Okay. Roll the hit. Again. You have to roll the hit again.
And the point blank shot is plus one on attack and damage, actually.
Oh.
15.
Okay,
15. Plus three will be 18 plus one, 19.
Yeah. Okay, that'll hit. So roll damage and plus one to the damage as well because it's point blank. Pre-roll that, you hit your die.
Thank you.
Or you hit the pencil. Try to roll it on the away from your stuff.
Five.
Okay, so plus six. One? Six? Okay, so it makes a strange squealing sound, but it's still standing. Now we go back up to the top. Rachel?
Yep.
You need to move up or shoot with your bow.
Can I move up?
Mm-hmm. That's five.
Over here.
Yep, and then you can attack that guy.
Attack him, yeah.
14?
Yes, 14.
Yep. 14 will hit. Okay. Are you sure that's the right damage for what you're using? Using a longsword? Because you're
Oh.
It's a D8.
Thank you.
So it's a D8 plus 2.
Is that this one?
Yep. Remember to add your strength to the damage you do. So you do 6 points of damage. So it,
nice.
It bellows. Okay. And 18, what's your dex, Ethan?
My mighty dex is a 11.
Okay, well, they actually get to go first. The one attempts to attack you, and he will hit. This guy will move diagonally.
Is that supposed to add three also?
Do a 5-foot step, huh?
Or two?
You roll plus two to hit as well, and then you plus two to damage.
Oh, did I add plus two?
Yes,
okay,
we did.
Okay.
Yes.
So 14. He moves up. This one moves over the step over the body of his friend. So we got 1, 2... Okay, we have two attacking Becca. The one on Ethan hit. Oh, what's your armor class?
19.
Okay, that one will miss. Second one attacking you will miss. What's your armor class, Rachel?
AC.
16?
16.
First one misses. The second one...
Wait, I don't have that filled out.
Let's see. Ooh.
Okay, let's
second one will actually threat.
You have studded leather. AC bonus plus 3.
And
so you want to write plus 3 in your armor bonus.
So one of them crits on you.
Crits?
Well, yeah.
One scores a critical hit.
Oh, okay.
Means it hits you really bad.
Okay.
You don't have a shield, right?
Okay. On Ethan?
I
have
a
shield.
Dex modifier.
The one that attacks you, that hit, does 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Size, no. Natural, no.
The one that attacks you, Rachel?
Then you add all these together. With a
16. 13 points of damage to you.
Oh,
yeah, hits you with a mighty blow with the
your
weapon it's using.
Ow. Minus your deck, so you'll have a 13 in your
I'm about dead.
What's touch AC include?
Touch AC is just your dexterity modifier.
Okay, so you have also.
It's just. The touch AC is just your armor modifier, isn't it?
No, that's flat footed because you don't have dex.
Yeah, touch AC is just your dex modifier.
Your dex, and any deflection bonus if you have any.
So you have a 13 there as well.
So she takes a mighty, mighty hit.
How much?
It looks nasty. She took 13 points of damage.
Ouch.
I have 16 three hit points. Left.
Do you have any cure potions on you?
No. I have some.
Yeah, I have some too, but we'd have to get them to her.
Now, Ethan, it's your turn.
I will try to stab the one in front of me. With a 22.
Yeah, that Jeez. Is.
You must be pissed off.
That's 8 points of damage.
It dies. Because it already took a shot.
I have a plus one listen search spot.
Then can I move?
Yes, you can.
I'll move there, essentially. Moving towards Rachel, because I have my Cure Light Wounds potions. Yeah.
You saw her take a nasty
yes.
smell.
I'm a little preoccupied.
Okay, that was on 18, 17, Rebecca.
I'm attacking this one here.
Okay.
It's right in front of me.
Yeah.
10.
Woo! That will not hit. He gets out of the way.
Well, he's so close to me, I'm not used to that. He got too close.
Bad touch! Alright, now 15. Andrea, you're going to do single shot or double shot? You need to state if you're going to rapid shoot before you actually roll. Those guys are...
long gone.
Well, actually, no. Now that they have the cart off, they're kind of wandering off to the side of the road for grass.
I'm going to do single shot.
Okay. On which model?
Which one hit Rachel? This one?
Yeah.
One of those.
That one.
Okay. Roll the hit.
18.
Ooh, nice.
That'll hit.
Do you have a crit
22
threat?
With all your bonuses.
Yeah, no. 22.
Crit threat. No, there's no crit threat on a bow. No,
just
one on
the
only.
On the yeah, right here.
So yeah, that'll hit. Roll damage. That's die. Plus one.
Oh, keep track of how many arrows you're using.
He's fired 3 so far.
Okay. So you have 2 left.
No, she doesn't. Those are 20 arrows per knot. Per knot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well then I have a hell of a lot.
So what'd you roll?
She rolled a 3.
Plus 1 because of point blank.
So 4. Yeah, so 4.
It's not dead, but it certainly is hurting.
Good. I would just put a little tick mark for
me. And...
you did multi-shots, so you could shoot again.
No, I didn't.
Okay, and that's the end of that round, and now, after 2 rounds, we're going to roll for initiative again, because initiative will change every 30 seconds.
Wait, what am I rolling?
D20. For initiative again. D20 plus your dexterity modifier.
18.
21.
Jeez.
I don't want to get hurt.
18.
Why can't we have these roll while we're fighting?
Rebecca?
20.
Jeez.
9.
Is that with you plus 3?
Yes. Wow.
So, starting off the top with 21, Rachel, you get to go first.
Okay.
I'm so glad I'm always so far away. Do you attack him?
Yes, I'm attacking him.
You're like, oh.
18?
18.
Oh.
That's almost a threat.
Almost a threat.
Almost. That'll hit.
That'll hit.
D8.
Plus 2.
Plus 2. 5. It dies.
Yes.
Followed by 20 on Rebecca.
Same one.
Okay.
That I missed with left. 13.
13 will not hit. Just barely. It chinks off his armor. He's wearing leather armor, which kind of blends in because it's all nasty and gross, like his fur.
I'm starting to wish I had the barbarian's rage.
Rage. All right. That was on 20. 18, Ethan.
I have enough movement to move up over here. And I will hand her a Cure Light Wounds potion. Go, wet your whistle with that.
Hey.
And if I can, I'll attack the dude in front of me.
Do I roll something?
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet.
You're
go ahead.
Until your turn.
Okay. Oh.
That's a...
6.
14.
That will hit.
Or 11 points of damage.
Yeah, it splatters. You brain him quite nicely. Yes. 9, Andrea.
And I'm standing here.
I'm going to do a double shot.
Oh, okay, on
of
the
course.
Last two guys.
Yes.
Okay, first one.
Oh my god, 9. So.
Plus 3. 12. That will miss.
Minus 2. Well, that would actually
well,
be
miss
plus
once.
4.
The first one misses. Now you have to roll for the second one. She has a plus 5 to hit, minus 2 is plus 3.
Oh, 3.
Go. Okay, you missed with both of them. Oh, thankfully, you didn't roll a natural one, otherwise you would have shot Rebecca.
Awesome. Really?
Yep.
That's scary.
A critical failure on firing into combat.
It's because Nathan is a carpetbagger.
Yes. No, it's not. Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm not like Jeremy, though. Jeremy, it's if you roll a 5 or lower, you actually hit the person in combat.
Oh. Oh, that would
Jeremy's
kill you
much
all.
Meaner than I am.
I would totally kill you all. That's so awful.
And finally, but last but not least, on a 3, because they rolled a 1, the last two beast guys go, and they, of course, both attack Becca. What's your armor class?
19.
Miss. Oh my god, one actually hits.
Bring it!
For 4 points of damage. 21, Rachel.
That didn't hurt.
They turn into Tusken Raiders? Yeah.
The
potion.
Plus 2.
Yeah, D8.
So you get 8 hit points back.
8 hit points back.
We need more pencils.
We do. There's one right there, too.
I don't think
I have any. I didn't bring my actual game back. So.
I have more in the computer room. I just moved them because they were on the counter.
So, you use your action to drink the potion.
Okay.
This has a peanut confection, too.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't think there are any difference, but those
They're probably
ones,
all made in the same factory, guys.
Those ones were $1 something, and these were 99 cents. But these
it's
said
okay. I'll be
coconut.
Fine.
Oh, can you not have peanut? Oh.
No, I don't. No.
No.
See, the 99 cent ones were from that peanut plant down in Atlanta.
The one with salmonella.
The other one.
Oh, wonderful. Rebecca, if you die, I'll know not to drink. Eat them.
She better not die, otherwise I'm coming after you. You're going to have to...
Wait a second, I didn't give them to her. She opened them up.
Doesn't matter, it was your candy.
Like it tastes just like the other ones. That's weird.
Anyways.
You lost
20.
Sense.
I didn't.
Rebecca, it's your attack.
Yeah.
Right here.
With a mighty whiff.
Have at thee!
Ooh, nice.
That's a crit threat.
That's a threat. Roll it again.
That's a...
Plus 7, 16? Yeah, that's a crit.
Woohoo!
You crit. You mightily strike him.
Do I roll twice or just double?
Roll twice.
Roll twice and
add your strength bonus.
Double your strike. Yeah, double your strength bonus.
7. 8.
Plus
6. 14.
Six. Yeah.
You cleave his head off.
Cut him in half?
You cleave his head clean off.
It's that anime thing, the flash of light, and then he goes...
And the light, and you like to send him into the light.
And the blood under pressure.
What's my Japanese saying?
Because you know...
Shine!
Shine means die.
Oh.
Because you know, blood is under, you know, the human body has blood under constant
pressure. So that when,
like,
you know, you take a...
Several hundred gallons of it, in fact, apparently.
Anyways, Ethan, on 18.
In that case, you're all...
I'll 5 foot step on in there and take a stab at that one with a 15.
That'll hit.
Doing a mighty 6 damage.
He's still standing.
Huh.
Andrea.
You're feeling better, my dear.
Yes, much.
Of course.
The
only
time
for
one.
A conversation.
Of course.
We're
getting more color.
So
that is 13 plus 5. Plus, no. Yeah, plus 1. So 13
plus
6, 19. Yeah, okay,
that's
a hit. So 19.
Roll
damage,
plus 1. No. Yeah, you're right.
D8, plus 1.
So 4.
You put an arrow through his head and he dies. He falls over.
Finally, I did something.
The cart's actually in pretty good shape aside from a smear of blood across the side of it from someone's face.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I am going
the
to
wheel,
examine
the,
these two.
The wheel axle is broken.
Yes, it broke on my
and
head.
And the one that's laying right here.
Do I know what they are?
I will down one of my other potions with cure light wounds.
Or knowledge?
Nobility
knowledge,
and religion or whatever.
Yeah, you have no idea. She might, though. She has knowledge nature.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you have knowledge nature,
you roll your D8.
Wait, no, I don't.
D8. I have a D8. I just could get it out.
I was like, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I'm confused. Am I supposed to add these numbers over here?
Take these numbers, add them together, and that gives you the numbers. So, let's see. Nature?
So, nature, I have 5, right?
Yeah, you have plus 5, so you roll that and add 5.
This one?
Yeah. Always D20 plus 5. 13? Not enough. You don't know. They look kind of abnormal.
Oh, she has no idea. I have no clue.
Would you roll?
4.
Yeah.
No, just staring at it.
Can I search their bodies? I have knowledge history. That's all I've got, so.
I'm going to search their bodies.
Yeah, go ahead.
And see if there's anything on them.
Yes.
At least these two. You guys want to search the rest of them?
I want to search.
I want to search him.
4. I got a 4.
I guess I'll search that one.
I mean, ratty, nasty armor.
Yeah, I'll search that.
Nasty weapons.
You can keep those.
Unless there's one more over there.
Should I roll 1 for the other guy? Because I was looking at 2.
Mm-hmm. You want search checks from us?
Yeah.
I had a 19 for that guy.
13. Lucky 13.
My 17.
Okay. You guys all beat 10. You guys managed to find some pouches, a few copper coins.
Yeah, I got a 22.
Yeah, you actually, on the guy that you're searching, hidden, actually, he has a spot that was stitched shut on his chest, under his armor. And when you open that up, he actually had a small green, like, gemstone actually stitched underneath his skin.
Nice! Skin. Yeah. I cut him open. Where do I write this down?
That's his way of saying the pickpockets, pick that ass!
Yeah.
So how many copper coins do we find?
5.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they all have the same amount of money on them, too, which looks to be like maybe they were paid to do something.
What's in the wagon?
The wagon? Well, its contents are sprayed all over the road. There's some fabrics, some cloths.
Merchant.
Merchant
wear, sorry.
Yeah, just merchant wear stuff. The oxen are like grazing over in the grass, you know, covered in sweat.
Any sort of name or mark on the oxen that would...
Oh.
Not that you can see.
I will go fetch one of the oxen. I do actually have handle animals, so.
Well, I'll check.
Oh, wait.
Because they're really distressful right now.
Why don't we go fetch the ox?
Yes.
That's a 17 from me.
I am not friendly.
Oh, no. I'm only a 6.
Well, I'm not very helpful. The oxen shies away from you, but he actually manages to round.
Come on. No. I have flashy things on. Let's go this way.
And as you pull the one, the other one follows.
I'm not interested.
You're like, come here,
oxen! Go away! The wagon's in fairly good shape, except for the one actual wheel that's damaged.
Well, I'll
Didn't
just...
we have carpentry?
I'll just stand in place of it.
Oh, good.
You do?
Yes,
yes, she does.
Where do we put it?
Craft. Carpentry.
Yes,
you carpentry. Can attempt to repair the wheel, because they are wooden wheels.
D20?
Mm-hmm. Plus whatever your...
2.
15. That's just enough. You managed to haphazardly repair it with some nails and a hammer and stuff. So you managed to fix the wheel. So that the cart is actually usable.
Ooh, we don't have to walk anymore. And we have oxen.
Which you have no food for.
I don't have to walk.
Well, they're grazing on the grass right at the moment.
There's miles of food for them.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. This road usually doesn't see much banditry, so the fact that these creatures...
Well,
that
was obviously...
I'm picking up all the stuff that's on the road, you know, in a short range. Yeah.
Well, it's all... Everything stayed in the wagon
until it flipped.
Yeah, so it's
anything
all...
that's not on the fire, then I'm picking up. And
the only thing that landed in the fire was Ethan.
Yes.
So Ethan gets to ride in the wagon.
No, they're both of those two are beat up pretty bad.
No. Ladies ride in the wagon, of course. I would not be unchivalrous.
Okay.
Not enough
space. I'll just tag along.
Well, no, you guys, the wagon's large enough. Unfortunately, that's the only model I have that even looks remotely wagon-like. The wagon's large enough that you all can fit in it. A couple of you will sit in the back, and there's a buckboard in the front that two of you can ride on.
Well, very well.
I want to ride in the back.
We still need
I'll drive. I have handle animal.
Yeah.
We still need
they don't like me.
It's getting dark, so...
Time to rest.
Oh. Let's rest.
Okay.
Considering,
Let's go push the bow's bodies into the ditch.
Good idea.
Don't want to sleep next to a bleeding dead carcass of a strange beast man.
Watch. I'm not that injured. I will be able to handle whatever.
Oh, I'm not injured at all.
Do you guys take heal checks to see if you can't? You know.
Oh yeah.
That would be fabulous. My face is slightly sore.
I can heal.
And it's more sore than when I usually get slapped by people. You know.
Do you want me to?
Except for her, I mean, she's like hard.
I get 3 cure light wounds each day.
What? Well, you're a paladin. You have three cure light wounds potions.
Potions. I can cast cure light wounds, can't I?
Not yet. Oh. Paladins don't start with spells; they gain them eventually.
But you can make.
I can make a heal check.
My heal check's only a plus two.
Mine's
so.
A plus four. Okay. Who wants me to give them a heal check? It's under heal.
Ladies first.
I have no heal.
I am not hurt, so.
Well, I got a 13. I don't know if that's enough to help you.
Okay.
Does anybody know what the limit or the number is? DC.
I could find out.
You're not hurt at
all. Heal DC for first aid is 15.
Well, wait,
so.
Were those negative so ones against my heal?
You guys can assist each other too. Those
of you
who
have a heal
skill.
Oh, okay. So I did
skill.
It.
No, you
don't
take
any
damage.
You got what?
13.
You got 13.
So you need.
If I beat a DC 10, which I do.
That's plus 2, which
that's plus
DC
2 to your roll, so you get a 15, so it works out.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you sleep, you'll
gain twice
your
level back.
Point
double your level back and
so
hit
you'll
points.
Gain
so you get 4 hit points back when you sleep.
Oh, so, okay. Assuming we get through the whole night, which I'm sure we will, when you wake up, you'll have 4.
Mind trying over here.
14! I'm really damn close.
Does anybody else have... She has the heal skill, but she doesn't have any points in it.
What is it?
I don't think healing can be used on train, can it?
Yeah, I don't have any.
It's wisdom. You have a plus 2.
Yeah, but she doesn't have any ranks in it. It might be one of the skills that cannot be used if it doesn't have any ranks in it. Cannot be used on train. Is healing one of the ones that...
No, heal, you can try untrained.
Okay, so you can attempt to help. You have to beat a DC 10.
Anyone can try, it's just your wisdom modifier.
You have to roll
plus 2.
You have to beat a 10.
At least an 8 on your...
You have to beat a 10.
To help.
Oh, I would have to roll a 10.
Okay, 16.
Helps.
Yeah.
So,
that'll be
you'll get...
16, so...
So I'll get double back when I sleep.
You want to try rolling for me?
I can roll. I have to roll above it.
Well, let her try first.
You have to roll above 15.
Yeah, let me try.
Well, you guys aren't hurt... Well... She's
like,
already had the successful
10.
Heal check. Any more heal checks aren't going to matter at this point.
But I want her to roll for me because
I can't.
Oh, did you get hurt too?
Down.
Okay.
So am I rolling for her?
Well, you'll be you. What's your bonus?
She's got just plus 2.
Okay, I got a plus 2 also. So you so just go for it and I'll assist.
Okay.
So that's a 12 plus a no.
Okay,
there you go.
So okay.
It doesn't help.
I only get to
heal. Sorry.
That's okay, I wasn't down that way. Anyway, I'll take first
watch.
Well, I will, of course, take first watch. Oh,
but well, I said I was going
to
take
first watch. Yeah, and I need to take something.
I can't take middle watch, right, because I need to...
No, it
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until I have spells, right?
No, none of you guys have spells.
Okay.
And yeah,
then I don't really care.
You guys can take whatever watch. Do you want to split it up into 4 separate watches?
That sounds good. 2-hour watches each.
Well,
or, you know, whatever.
The night passes uneventfully.
Woohoo! We have a party in the morning.
I pray in the morning. Which way do I pray? East?
Erroneous? Well, I don't know.
That's up to you, dude.
You pray whichever way you want.
There's no rules on that, dude. There's no rules on that, dude.
You're not Muslim, so you don't have to pray to the rising sun, but you can pray whichever direction you want. The Muslim faith prays to the rising sun in the morning, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That works for me.
No,
the sun is
mythologically speaking,
powerful.
Erroneous lives on Mount Celestia, so
doesn't really matter unless I know
in the
where
sky.
The mountain is.
Yeah, going up
okay,
to the mountain
well, I'll
in the
pray.
Sky.
I'm praying.
Where I'm gonna go when
with my
I
face
die.
To the ground.
Okay, so
breakfast.
Let's heal our heal our hit points.
Yeah, heal up your hit points. So you got
go
4 hit points
eggs.
Back.
Yes.
So you're back up to
this
full.
One.
Almost.
Yep.
I had
16,
yeah.
Mm. So I'm at a 21.
Can you ever go past what you start out with?
Only when you level up.
Okay.
Well, there are things that'll give you temporary
so
hit 14. Points, like spells and stuff
so
like that.
14 on survival for finding us.
Which
you find a couple of plumber rabbits this time.
It,
they seem to come out in the morning, not out at night. There must be predators out at night.
Oh, wait, I lied. I had a plus 6, not a plus 4.
So
16.
Yeah, you find a couple of rabbits.
Whoa,
much nicer rabbits than the
more
miserable
stew.
One that you found
or
last night.
Or we could just have roast rabbit.
Oh, let's do roast rabbit. That sounds good.
Since we can travel, maybe a little
bit faster. Do we have time for roast rabbits?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
The girls say we want to eat.
It's either roast rabbit or you. Come on now.
Do you really want to eat me?
No.
I mean, not in that way. I mean, that's a given. But.
You guys want to make
so you came into this entirely of your own free will.
We need to throw Ethan on the fire again.
I don't know. He needs to go in the river.
No, quite all right.
He can jump over that ditch.
See, in the fire, he just gets burned. He'll be okay. If he goes into the river serpents will probably eat him.
Spot check you want?
Yeah, everyone needs to make a spot check.
19.
10.
You don't see anything this time.
Wait, so I roll?
Well, yeah.
I see nothing.
You're looking at myself.
I'm not even paying any attention.
27?
Wow. Jesus Christ! The world is in turn around you. You definitely hear four horses. Three of the horses are carrying riders that are wearing heavy armor, which are slightly heavy.
One of the horses has a bad shoe.
Yes. And the fourth horse is obviously carrying someone very light and is actually a lighter horse. It's not a war horse like the first three are.
I'm pretty sure you can guess barreling the down. Age on each of the horses.
They're barreling down fairly quickly, and you're pretty sure that the guy in the front is carrying 16 gold in his right hip.
Physically in his right hip?
In a pouch on his back.
I got the first one.
I got my arrow. Hopefully this time I'll make it.
In other words, your spider sense is tingling. We go,
you hear horses? Several horses, probably four or five, maybe. You're not sure.
But let me know. We teamed up with the bionic woman.
I will ready myself just in case.
Okay, I'm gonna eat this rabbit here.
Oh, okay.
Raw.
Let's go.
I think the half elf's gone feral again. We're gonna have to put it down.
You two. Somebody's coming.
Okay. Oh. Who is about to eat?
Barreling down the road come four riders.
She's twitching.
On horses.
Getting away from the fire.
Three of the riders are wearing heavy chain and carrying swords and shields.
These look like civilized folk.
And one of them is dressed in white robes. Anybody have knowledge of religion?
Yes.
Make a check.
Religion is unimportant. I have knowledge of history.
What's nobility?
20.
20? Yeah, the person in the white robes is actually a priest of Sibikai.
Which one is that?
Sibikai? It's a god in my world.
What?
It's the god of life and death.
Oh.
The god of balance, basically.
A religious man.
Yes.
Oh, so you go in front.
So don't attack him yet.
The riders stop when they see you guys and the guy in front. Who's wearing a very, very shiny chainmail armor, pulls out his sword and
runs you through.
No, has a shield up, pulls his horse up, comes over, looks at you guys. We're looking for a wagon that came this way. It was run off last night by some beasts.
Did it look anything like that?
Yes. How did you find it?
And if you look to your right and down, you'll see the brigands that were chasing it.
There, you can see the sea. It is
there between the land and the sky.
It's not good enough.
Not good enough.
It's Torquay, madam. What did you expect to see out the window of a Torquay hotel? Hanging guns of
Babylon, perhaps?
The Sydney Opera House?
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
We'll be right back. This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and the MDs, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shout with his jeans.